Monica.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. I haven't spoken to you for ages. We've had to set up this whole podcast so that I can get together with various people that I used to work with.
I mean, you could have just called me.
How are you doing? So, have you met Parv?
No, I don't think so.
Hello, how you doing? You may know one of my friends, Monica. He used to be your FD. He's one of my best mates.
Who?
Billy, man.
Oh, my God. No way. I love Billy.
Yeah, he's my best friend from school.
Oh, Billy and I worked together for about 5 minutes.
Right. Okay.
Because right when I was joining Hogarth, he was leaving.
Yeah, he went to Rankin, didn't he?
He went to Rankin.
Your accent sounds stronger than it used to be.
My American accent?
Yeah.
Well, I can talk with a very strong accent if you want, Dave, if you want it to sound
no,
a lot
stronger.
It
just feels like it's I don't know what's happened. It sounds...
I don't know.
You've been used to speaking to English people all the time. It sounds.
Well, I was going to say, it's mainly because you haven't talked to me in such a long time.
It could be. It could be. It seems,
you want to hear something funny? Is when I go back to the States, people think I have an English accent.
Do they? I don't think you'd be fooling anyone this side of the pond.
Not to worry. I never intend to. I've only lived here 21 years, so...
Yeah. What English words have you picked up?
Lou. It's a good one.
That's
bollocks.
A relevant one. We'll get to that. Bollocks. Is that not? Do they not use that in America?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
No. And then it's pronunciation. So here you would say T. You pronounce the T, but in the and you can't talk about America as a whole. Obviously, I'm from Miami.
Yeah.
But I've lived in New York too. But generally speaking, you say more D. So you'd say hot, and you kind of swallow the T more. But here it's more hot.
New York all rolled into one word there, I noticed.
Yeah.
York. How are you feeling about your proud of your president at the moment? Feeling pretty good about
him? Oh, yeah, yeah. I find him extremely... Yeah, he's inspiring, I think. Yeah.
So what are you doing now? You're running Hogarth in the UK.
The UK.
So what does your day look like on a daily basis?
Zoom or Teams, pretty much.
Zoom or Teams. What, just one after the other?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you think you're working more or less than you were previously?
Well, it's funny that I've talked to so many people about this. I think it's the hours in the day are about the same, but I think it's more the level of intensity, because I think it's just the lack of movement. You just feel like it's just incessant, you know, staring at a screen. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely busy. And, you know, there's no, you know, commuting or walking to meetings or that kind of, you know, movement allows other, it just gives you a little bit more light and shade in the day. I think it feels more intense just because you're here, and yeah. I also, or here, you know, here at home. And I also think, you know, when you're home, your expectation is different. So then when you work at such a high level of intensity, it also just is dissonant with what you expect to be doing at home.
So do you think you're working better, more efficiently, or just differently?
I think probably to an extent better, but I do think that I find there's less thinking time, because I think when you commute and walk with that movement, you get more thinking. And, you know, the notion of kind of like, let's walk out and get a coffee or something, you know, you know, that gives you more thinking time. To me, I feel like it's just calls, which, you know, that's not doing.
I suppose that is one of the things when you read these books on how to come up with ideas and all those sort of things that we used to read, they say one of the best tricks is to change your environment. And obviously that's been tough. But do you think when things normalize a bit, you will keep anything that you've learned from this or behave like this? Like some people are saying, well, I probably wouldn't go in 5 days a week.
Yeah, I tried to work from home sometimes before, but I think this forced social experiment has shown people that you can do a lot more from home, and you can do a lot more with fewer people. You can do a lot more. So, you know, you kind of hope there's all these, you know, ridiculously, I think, Pollyanna things of, you know, everything's going to change and we're going to be totally different after this. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think the people running companies seem to have a view that if you let people work at home, they'll just eat donuts and run around turning all the taps on, you know, that they're not going to...
Yeah, I know. It's really funny, isn't it? And then you see companies like Twitter, who's like, everyone can work from home forever. Yeah. And then Facebook, who does this and that, you know, they seem to kind of set the trend on that kind of thing. I think the woman who ran Yahoo got in a lot of trouble for saying, oh, no, you can't work from home. I think people, you know, they like to fall into their rhythms. And I think people will fall back into the rhythm of, okay, this is what I do. I wake up, I do this, I go in, I do this. And they'll listen to the birds less, because maybe the birds won't be singing as loudly. But, you know, they'll also think, well, I'm back to my regular pattern now, so I'm just going to stick with that.
Yeah, maybe. I'd be a little bit more optimistic, because the whole myth of working at home has been smashed. So everyone has proven you could do it. The question is, you know, there's other questions around it, and people might want to sort of lapse back into exactly how it was. But it's certainly not a debate whether you can do it anymore. So, Monica, recommend something that someone, one of those people with their little stalls, they get a half hour break, maybe a bit longer, to watch something. Recommend something they may not have thought of.
Well, I watched Unorthodox recently, and I thought it was fascinating and terrifying at the same time. It's not particularly lighthearted, so I would say if they have half an hour, they should go outside and sit in the sun. I swear, my son's 11, and I'm convinced that children of a certain age, that they were just going to all evolve to have like giraffe necks, because everyone just looks down all the time. So I would encourage people to not look down at their phone the whole time.
I haven't seen that yet. You've seen that, haven't you, Paul?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's really good.
Isn't it great?
Would you back that up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's quite dark. It's beautifully shot.
Yeah.
It is quite dark.
It is dark. It's and it's a true story. Yeah. Well, I mean, Netflix interpretation of a true story, but it's, I want to watch the documentary about the woman that it's really about. But yeah, it is beautifully shot. It's, yeah, I recommend it.
Obviously, you used to work with Billy Mead. Did you take up his recommendation on this, which was The Vicar of Dibley?
God, you know, that was so funny. I thought to myself, I really should watch that. I haven't watched it, no.
Him and Parv are two very strong advocates, but not many people.
And Neil, what was the one you said? What was it? You said, yeah, well, and then you recommended something else. What was it that you said?
God,
when they were talking about The Vicar of Dibley, you said something else.
It was Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, was that Parves?
That's great. That's one of the best written things ever.
Yeah, I'm a bit late.
Have you seen that, Monica?
No, I haven't. I'm
pick
a little
bit. Pick
up a few
bit... English words from that you might remember. Only Fools and Horses.
I'll try that.
Okay. Parves, have you got a question you're on?
Yeah, here we go. Are you drinking more or less alcohol?
I would probably say a little bit more, if I'm honest. You know, all these Zoom happy hours. Yeah. Zoom, you start a bit earlier. But tonight I'm having Zoom book club.
Which presumably involves drinking too?
Well, yeah. It's kind of wine book club.
Cool.
Don't ask what we're reading, because we're not reading anything.
Is it quite funny, though, because you said you're on Zoom and Teams all day, and then to relax, you're on Zoom again in the evening?
It's not great, but I can, you know, we don't do it every week. So it's kind of once every kind of 6-7 weeks. So I can do it just because I love the people in my book club. They're super interesting people. And it's a wide spectrum of age and people, you know, yeah. One works for the FT, one's a director. Like, it's just a really brilliant group of women. But yes, you know, part of me thinks, oh my God, why am I doing that?
The thing is that I'm not just saying that obviously just for you, but I would imagine that's what everyone else is doing.
I know now using your phone, like your actual phone to call someone, just feels totally unorthodox. It's old
fashioned, isn't it?
It's like, oh my gosh, what is that?
Are you finding that you're sort of working all the time? There isn't a... At least when you left the office, I mean, I would imagine that you do a little bit of work when you're out of the office.
Yeah. Given the intensity, also, you know, I love cooking, and I've taken up, you know, I cook more than I did before now. And, you know, as I said, I have an 11-year-old. My husband's not really into cooking. So, you know, I have to stop and cook, not to mention I want to. So, but then, yeah, I mean, often I go then work again later in the evening. But yeah, you're right. The lines do get blurred just because you kind of feel, you know, before I was really quite strict at it for kind of 2 to 3 hour time, I would see my son, because I mean, if not, I wouldn't really see him. Now it's blurry.
You're primed for the sourdough question. So have you cooked sourdough?
I have. You mean baked bread with sourdough?
Baked, if you want to get technical. Yeah, have you baked?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, how did you get on with that?
Great. I bake my own bread. I only just started doing sourdough, but I bake other bread.
You hear the disappointment in Dave's voice there when you went,
yeah. I've had a few goes. I mean, the sourdough question started as a sort of ironic, pretentious question. And then Paul Watts, the editor, gave me a sourdough starter. Well, I've had a few attempts, and it's bloody hard. It's like
doing
a science experiment. It's a nightmare.
It is. It's hard. It's hard.
So the four other people who make sourdough listen to this, what advice would you give them?
The best advice I would say generally for baking bread is don't give up. You know, if it gets a bit moldy or whatever, just have another go. I mean, I've been baking this one recipe of bread that was my grandmother's recipe. And I kid you not, I think I've been perfecting it for 18 years.
Right.
It just takes time. It's not for everyone, I would say, for sure.
I think whether don't give up counts as advice.
Well, it's my
be niggly about baking or cooking.
They will do a podcast in 18 years just to see how you're...
you guys can check back in.
So we're doing a little tally of who would you rather have in control of the pandemic. Joe Exotic, do you know who he is?
No.
You don't know Joe Exotic, really?
I think you can still ask the question, though.
Yeah, well, you would probably still recommend him. So would you rather Donald Trump or Joe Exotic, who you've no idea who he is, took control of the pandemic?
Oh, fucking hell. Neither, I think. Best answer, neither. Don't give up, and neither.
during, so you're not answering the questions as we want them asked.
Well, sorry.
All right, let's put it another way. Who would you rather take control of the pandemic, Donald Trump or anyone else?
Anyone else.
Okay, so we're putting that as a vote for Joe Exotic. So do you clap on a Thursday?
I do.
Good. Anything to report?
No, I think it's really lovely. I mean, you know, if I was an NHS worker, I'd say thank you, but can everyone now please pay us properly?
Which
I think
is hard cash, rather.
Absolutely fair. But no, I think it's really lovely. I think all, you know, all those kinds of things, how communities have pulled together. I passed out cards on my street offering help for key workers and people self-isolating. I did, yeah, and it was really lovely, actually.
Did people take you up on that?
A few people, yeah. And then we have a WhatsApp group.
Have you noticed any environmental benefits, like bluer skies, more birds, louder birds, different animals wandering around the garden?
I haven't noticed bluer skies. I've definitely noticed birds, which I love. Another environmental positive, I would say, is there are less stabbings in the area that I live in.
I think that's been generally everywhere, hasn't it? Seems to be that.
Has there been less farms?
It seems to be just less of it. I don't know whether just because it's not making the news, but it does generally seem to be.
People seem to be calmed down. Well, they can't loiter as much on the street, so maybe it's less.
You're coming up with some very quirky answers. Give us a tip. Keep going.
No, don't give up.
Give us an environmental thing that you've noticed. People are getting stabbed less.
Well, that's brilliant. I live in Harlesden. Yeah, this is
hoping it would be linked to nature or something.
Well, I talked about birds.
It's fine. It's your answer. We'll keep it. I'm just pointing out that some of them are a bit wacky. So if you could open up one thing, the Premier League or pubs, what would you open up?
I think Premier League.
Premier League, really? Do you support anyone now?
Well, Liverpool, just because of the whole German connection. But yeah.
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 Yeah, so obviously you're a big Klopp fan.
Yes.
Most people like Klopp. Right, Parv?
Are you a mask wearer when you go out?
Mask wearing, I think it's just social solidarity. We had to drive to Germany last weekend because my husband's mother died. And there, actually, they were a lot stricter about mask wearing in France and Germany. And even at the Eurotunnel, you know, everyone was wearing masks and we had our masks on. But here, generally, no, I don't wear masks.
Gloves at the supermarket?
Nah. I just wash my hands. I always wash my hands. I don't really understand. Like, just, you know. And I also don't understand when people wear gloves and then do the same stuff they're doing all along. It's like, that's not the point. If you're really going to benefit from wearing gloves, you're supposed to change them all the time. So I just wash my hands.
So you're staying alert, just in case.
I'm staying alert, exactly.
Just in case you see it.
So if you see any, you avoid them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the system you're going by. So you don't really wear gloves or masks. You just think, I'll keep on my toes.
Yeah.
I'll dodge them. Is that what your system is?
No, I just kind of take common sense.
Yeah, that'll get you through.
Don't give up.
The virus doesn't attack people with common sense.
Well, that's a whole controversial topic.
You should be fine. You should be fine. We've got no worries.
Do you wear a mask?
Yeah, of course.
Do you?
Of course.
Well, do you go out?
I go out and I wear a mask. Yeah, both. I mean, I think, do you think the masks are to keep your germs in or to stop other people's germs getting you?
Well, it depends on, again, it kind of depends on if you follow the scientific information about it, which is only masks with a valve apparently work, or if you do it for social solidarity. I think social solidarity is fine, actually. But I think, you know, a lot of homemade masks, the way they're made, actually, if you cough or sneeze, you know, the air goes out the side more. So it kind of almost like makes it worse in terms of if someone's walking by. Parv, do you wear a mask?
No, I don't. But the thing is, I don't live in town. I live in Kent. So
right,
all I have to do is go up to the village shop and that's about it. So no, I don't wear a mask. But I always wear gloves if I go to the supermarket.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I need to reconsider my opinion on it.
But he hasn't got much common sense, so he's more likely to get the virus than you.
Exactly.
I've disappointed Dave.
our last question is probably, have you seen an ad, good or bad, that you remember whilst we've been in lockdown?
Yeah, actually, I think the Dove ad where they have the NHS workers with the mask indentations on their face definitely one of the better ones.
Yeah, it's really good.
Excellent. We're done. Thanks, Monica. We must catch up when we're all allowed out again. All right, great to talk to you. Thanks, Monica.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.